Today's study, we shall be looking at plant morphology, habits, and life form. Generally, morphology is the study of structures and forms or appearances of a plant's body, as well as its functions. The study of morphology covers both external and internal structures of the plant's body. Here are a few importances of the study of plant morphology and anatomy. 1. It serves as a foundation course for the study of other courses in the biological sciences. 2. It aids in the identification and classification of prime plant species. 3. It helps in the study of the origin and evolution of flowering plants. 4. It also serves as the basic course for the study of other applied science programs like forestry and agriculture. Let us take a look at plant structure body. Plant structure body consists of shoot and root systems. Each system is made of different organs, like stems, leaves, flowers, and fruits, primary roots, secondary roots, and tertiary roots. Let us explore the meaning of plant habit. Plant habit is defined as general form of appearance, general form or appearance of plants, size and height of plants, woodiness of plants, branching patterns. These are what consist of plant habits. There are different types of plant habits in flowering plants. There are herbs, shrubs, trees, vines, and liana. L-I-A-N-E. Examples of the plant habits. For herbs, we have Crotalaria retusa, Commelina sp, and grasses. For shrubs, we have Hibiscus sp, Ixora sp, and Ricinus communis, which is castor oil. For trees, we have Ceiba pentandria, which is silk cotton tree, and Coccus nucifera, which is coconut palm. For vines, we have Impomia batatas, which is sweet potato. Then we have Discoria sp, which is white yam. And for lianas, we have Combrentum sp and Landolphia sp. Let us explore what is plant life form. Plant life form is the study of aspects of plant structure, their life cycle, physiology, and how they are used in plant ecological studies. Types of plant life forms. Therophytes, for one. These are annual plants found in deserts or in forests. They survive the dry seasons by seeds. Example, Cassia mimosoides or Cassia mimosoides. 2. We have geophytes. These are plants with underground storage organs like rhizome bulbs, stem tubers, and root tubers. They are perennial herbs that survive adverse conditions with the help of their storage organs. Examples for the rhizomes are ginger, that is Zingiba officinal, and Com xanthosma sagifolium, which is cocoyam. 3. We have epiphytes. These are plants growing on another plant for support. They are perennial herbs of shrubby species. Examples, Vanda sp, which is orchid, and Ficus sp. Also, we also have Begonia sp. 4. We have halophytes. These are salt-dependent plants, perennial shrubs, and pneumatophores. Example are the white mango, which is Avicennia africana. 5. We have succulents. These are plants with fleshy stems or leaves. They live in dry and hot environments, deserts, and are perennial herbs or shrubs. They are also called xerophytes. Examples, aloe vera, and we have leaf succulents like Opuntia sp, also known as prickly pear. Finally, we have parasites.
These are plants feeding on another for nutrients. They are perennial herbs or shrubs, partial or total parasites. Example, are Cuscuta sp, which is dodder, and Cassita filiformis. They are both total parasites. And for partial parasites, we have the Striga sp or the Striga sp. External morphology of stems and their modifications. What is a stem? A stem is a portion of a plant as is, bearing nodes, leaves and buds, and usually found around above ground. Both dicotyledonous and monocotyledonous stems have external morphological features. Stems can be divided into normal and modified stems. We have a few normal functions of stems. 1. A stem produces and supports leaves, flowers, branches and fruits, spreads them out for photosynthesis and pollination. 2. Stem conducts water, mineral salts and photosynthetic products between the leaves and the roots. 3. It is a site of photosynthesis in young green stems. Modified functions or functions of modified stems. 1. For storage. 2. For vegetative propagation. 3. For climbing. 4. For protection. And 5. For photosynthesis. Examples of these modified stems are rhizomes, corms, bulbs, stem tubers, stolon, thorns, stem tendrils, and phylloclades and cladodes.